Ebola, especially with the news from earlier today. So a very timely interview and a lot to talk about. Dr. Myron Cohen joins us now on the phone. Thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon.
So the special was recorded live earlier today, I believe, at UNC Family Medicine. It'll air this weekend. What is the medical community doing to get the local community here in the Triangle prepared for flu season, for one thing, but other infectious diseases like Ebola that we've been hearing about in the news?
Yeah, this is a big year for infectious disease. So for influenza, everyone at UNC Hospital is getting vaccinated with the quadrivalent vaccine, and we certainly recommend that everyone in the appropriate age groups gets vaccinated. The vaccine is readily available, and it ought to be obtained now for all the obvious reasons. Then with respect to Ebola, from the very beginning, UNC has worked seamlessly with the state in terms of paying a lot of attention to preparedness, recognizing someone who might be at risk, and we've screened several people who believe that they could be at risk, then in that case, making sure that we have the totally emergent and appropriate quarantining. Fortunately, no one had that infection, but we were prepared. And then we've prepared the facility should we have to take care of a patient with Ebola, with a team of healthcare providers with the appropriate training, facilities that are properly isolated, the appropriate protective equipment, and we've paid a lot of attention to everything that's been published in terms of the best way to care for patients should they acquire that infection. We're also paying a lot of attention to research both in vaccine development and deployment and in therapeutics, because this will move very, very fast in terms of both those areas. So I think we're doing as well as we can do locally.
And it seems like every time there's a new infectious disease that appears in the news, whether it's a different strain of flu or in this case Ebola or HIV from back in the 80s, 90s when that first emerged, and you can go back further. There's all kinds of fear that's attached to it as people learn about something that's new and at least potentially scary. And some of that's always justified, and there's some of it that's always overblown. So how worried should we be about Ebola?
I think the most important thing that we do in the infectious disease community is to try and understand the rules that govern the transmission of an infectious agent, how we prevent transmission. We try and understand the best way to treat the infection and to cure the infection. I think that the fear you see, as you point out, this is, for us, very similar to HIV in the 80s, in terms of when we don't know the rules that are governing the infection, it evokes tremendous fear. Ebola, of course, which at the current point in time is at least 50, perhaps 70% fatal, it seems totally appropriate for people to be concerned about it. On the other hand, this is not going to be a common infection in the United States under any circumstance. Our infrastructure would really not allow the vast spread of an infection like this. It's not efficient enough to be spread that way. So I think people's concerns are appropriate to pay attention to this, but not with the notion that their community is going to be involved. I think they should pay attention to see how fast that the species, the species moves to try and control the problem. Now, the problem in West Africa, where the infrastructure is very limited, and where the virus has gotten way ahead of the infrastructure, that's not going to go away anytime soon. And so we have a real obligation, again, on behalf of the species, to try and help as much as possible to constrain the spread of the virus in West Africa and around Africa and then around the world, and then to deploy biological strategies, in addition to the excellent public health strategies, biological strategies that will reverse the tide. So I think concern for new infections is totally appropriate, but I think that the public ought to understand we're trying to understand that we are trying to learn the rules as fast as possible, and using that information create the safest possible situation and the best medical care.
We're speaking with Dr. Myron Cohen of UNC Family Medicine, Associate Vice Chancellor for Global Health at UNC, specialist in infectious disease. And as you mentioned, Dr. Cohen, the fight against Ebola that we're seeing now making its way into the news as the disease begins to spread, there's an extent to which the fight against Ebola parallels the fight against other infectious diseases. And we've talked about HIV. We talked about different strains of flu. You can go back to polio. I think that was one of the topics that you talked about today. What do we learn from previous fights against infectious diseases that we can take for this one?
Well, over the years, we've learned a lot about trying to understand, again, it comes down to these rules, trying to understand the efficiency of, how does an agent get transmitted? What's the efficiency of transmission? How many people are exposed? How long does the agent remain contagious, both from an infected person and from inanimate objects? How many people can be exposed or will be exposed? We learn all these things, and that helps us to model the best approaches. Then at the same time, so we have the kind of public health community looking at prevention as mediated by that information. And then we have the kind of biologists working on a vaccine and on therapeutics. So I think from my point of view, as I watch what's unfolding with Ebola, things in these communities are moving as rapidly as can be done. You know, in other words, the public health strategies are being deployed. Problem is, of course, they're being deployed in very poor parts of the world that are very difficult to reach, and we're behind. The biological strategies of vaccines and therapeutics are being deployed, tested, and will be deployed at an incredible rate. So I think that the public, number one, should be really well informed about exactly what's going on, and that they'll be impressed with the speed with which these interventions are going to take place. Remember, you got to remember, only a few years ago we dealt with bird flu, and then we dealt with SARS, and we had a case of SARS in Chapel Hill, which was a very special situation. So we again took advantage of all the information available to handle these problems, and that's what's going on now. And I think you know, all hands are on deck to try and help as much as possible constrain this problem.
And finally, Dr. Cohen, thank you for joining us. Before we let you go, you mentioned that people should stay informed. We mentioned that people should get their flu vaccine. As we get into flu season and with Ebola in the news and people thinking about it, and just in general, as we get into the fall and the winter, what should people be doing to stay as healthy as possible?
Well, I mean, this is kind of common sense about, you know, eating well and exercise and not smoking and drinking in moderation, all these things. But I do think one thing that's important about the flu vaccine, it seems inevitable to me, because influenza has fever and Ebola has fever. People will confuse these diseases. Mm-hmm. So one issue is to get the flu vaccine, you're trying as much as possible not get the flu. The second point is to realize influenza is a disease characterized by sudden onset of high fever, severe body and muscle aches, and what we call coryza, that is upper respiratory symptoms. Ebola, which is not going to be present in our community at any rate, to my knowledge, is going to be characterized much more by nausea and vomiting and diarrhea and a much different illness. So one thing infectious disease specialists have trouble with is when people say it's flu-like. That often annoys us, because we want people to kind of focus on specific signs and symptoms, you know. And influenza is a very characteristic illness. It's different than the common cold. It's different than a diarrheal illness, generally speaking. So I think the flu vaccine is really a... So, advising people, it can't be a bad idea for everyone who's eligible to get the flu vaccine.
Dr. Myron Cohen, Associate Vice Chancellor for Global Health, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
And again, Your Health with Dr. Adam Goldstein.